A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Suratul Rahman by Muhammad Rahim Ba Muhayyadeen Raliyallahu Anhu. Chapter 1, Suratul Rahman. Thursday, October 24th, 1978. 8:35 p.m., Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, United States of America. Anbu, love. You are the creations born with me who are the life within my life. Loving children, I give you my greetings and my love. Jeweled lights of my eyes who are the lights within my eyes. Anbu. Loving children of my heart, you are the body within my body. You are the kalb to my kalb, the heart to my heart, the light to my wisdom, the children who live in this state of love. My loving greetings to all of you. May God protect and watch over all of us with his grace. May God, who is the unfathomable ruler of grace, the one who is incomparable love, grant us a state of completeness. May he protect and nurture us with his grace. May Allah, the one Lord who rules us in this world and in the next, who is omnipresent, existing everywhere, dwell with us always. May he watch over and nurture us with his grace. Amen. Precious children, jeweled lights of my eyes, God is a commonwealth. Truth is a commonwealth. Grace is a commonwealth. Ilm, divine knowledge, is a commonwealth. A human being is a commonwealth. Prayer is a commonwealth. Heaven is a commonwealth. Hell is a commonwealth. Birth and death are the wealth of the dunya, the world. God has created this as a mysterious secret. God has created a commonwealth which belongs to everyone. Within this commonwealth, he has created tens of millions of other things. Within them is the secret. It is there that justice exists and injustice exists. Jnanam, divine wisdom, exists, and lack of wisdom exists. Falsehood exists, and truth exists. Killing exists, and that which does not kill exists. Jealousy exists, and tolerance also exists. Like that, there are tens of millions of forms that God has created within man. Precious children, jeweled lights of my eyes, it is only when man understands the family of mankind that man will see man. When man does see man, there will be nothing else. God alone will exist. Only man can see man. But if man does not see man, he will see an animal bearing the face of a man. God's words prove this state. His many words prove it. They reveal the evidence, the proof. According to the creation of God, precious children, jeweled lights of my eyes, in the life of man, there are many types of exaltedness and things that truly belong to us. Among those exalted things which belong to us are truth and light. Darkness, torpor, and lack of wisdom do not exist among those things. Only the light of truth and plenitude will be seen there. For a human being who sees that plenitude in truth, there is a plenitude. For a human being who sees that plenitude, there is a resplendence. One who sees that resplendence sees God within it. Within that resplendence is the completeness of God, and God is seen there as perfect purity. Within that perfect purity, a human being sees himself. Within himself, he sees the power of God. That state exists in one section. Other than that, nothing else can be seen there. There will be nothing else that can be observed there. Man must realize this. There are many such signs that indicate the state of a human being. There are many kinds of signs, just like the signs that differentiate male from female, male animals from female animals, and male birds from female birds. Like that, there are also signs that differentiate a human being from a human animal. There are many different types of evidence. How can we see those signs? We can see them through wisdom. We can see them through the truth of God. We can see them through peace. We can see them through tranquility. We can see them through compassion, through love, through truth. We can see them through tamako, giving all responsibility to God. We can see them through shukur, contentment, through the 3,000 beautiful blessings of grace, and through the 99 velayat, the powers of the Asma al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah. It is through these qualities that the signs can be known. And as man is revealed through these signs, God, God's velayat, powers, God's qualities, God's actions, God's behavior, God's conduct, God's love and goodness, God's compassion will dwell within him. There will be nothing else in that heart. Truth alone will live in his heart, and truth alone will be with him. Truth will make him peaceful. Truth will do service. Truth will do duty. The truth will protect his state. Allah has said this in the Surah Al-Rahman. God gave many explanations in this surah, this chapter. He said, O Muhammad, tell mankind this. I have given all of my wealth, dawla, to man. I have given all of my dawla to insan. I have given all of my qualities to man. I have given all of my treasures to man. I have given all of hell to him. I have given him all of heaven. I have given him all of my earnings. I have given him all of my peace, my tranquility, my justice, and my truthfulness. I have given him everything. I have only one thing left, that perfect place. That place which contains the state of creating, the food that nurtures those creations and the beauty that protects them. I have only that. I alone have the right to judge those creations. Judgment is mine. I have given everything else to mankind. I have given that. Human beings have heaven inside them. They have hell inside them. I have given everything to mankind. I do not have any wealth of my own. Everything that exists was given into the hands of man. I have said that everything is their wealth. O Muhammad, tell them that. Tell them that. Allah said this to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many ayah, verses in the Surah Al-Rahman. And there are many, many sections there that contain these meanings. I do not have any huris, heavenly virgins, or heavenly beings. I do not have any malaika or malaks, archangels or angels. I do not have any celestial beings, vanavarha. I have not kept any of them for myself. I have given them all to man. And I too live with mankind. My wealth lives within mankind. My rahma, my compassion lives with mankind. And my velayat, my powers, are also with mankind. My qualities, my actions, I have given everything. Muhammad, tell mankind this. Therefore, I have given my velayat, my powers and my actions to mankind. That is the wealth of mankind. Tell them that. Tell this to them with firm certitude. Allah said to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Muhammad, tell this to insan. Tell this to man. Tell this to your ummah, to your followers. Muhammad, Allah said, I have created a pomegranate fruit with such beauty. I have created that fruit, and that fruit is similar to the qalb, the heart of man. It is extremely beautiful. If you open the pomegranate fruit, the color is different inside. Look at the inside of the pomegranate. See how I have filled it with seeds. It is like this that I have created the heart of insan, man. Within his qalb, I have placed all of my velayat, powers. How many millions of ways they exist there. They are all beautiful. Similar to the pearl-like seeds within the pomegranate, my pearls of grace are within the qalb of man. In the pomegranate, there are membranes like skin that holds the seeds. These are bitter and cannot be eaten. The section of creation is like that. This is dunya, the world. This is hell. This is the skin. That bitterness is connected to the flesh. These are the things that are joined with the earth. But the pearls that are revealed within are my rahmah, my compassion. What beauty they have. What absolute beauty. There are white pearls and rose-colored pearls and pearls which are both rose and white. Green pearls are there. Coral-colored pearls are there. I have created so many different kinds of pearls in the qalb of man. That rahmah is in the qalb of man. If anyone intends to reach me, he will have no qualities other than the rahmah, the grace. There will be no other qualities, no ignorance, no jealousy, no vengeance, no backbiting or anger. There will be no qualities of shaitan or any such things. There are many thousands of evil qualities, but none will be there. Jealousy, treachery, deceit, and vengeance. No such qualities will be there. The pearls I have placed in the qalb of insan are the pearls of my qualities, the pearls of my rahmah that fill all the universes. Those pearls are like the seeds that fill the pomegranate. It is like this that I have placed the rahmah within the qalb, the heart of man. That is heaven. O Muhammad, Allah said, tell mankind more. God said further in Surah Ar-Rahman, I have not kept anything for myself. Man has so many of my actions and qualities. He has sabur, shukur, tawakkul, alhamdulillah, inner patience, contentment, the quality which gives all responsibility to God, and the quality which gives all praise to God, patience, compassion, generosity, kindness, justice, integrity, directness, and honesty. All of my 3,000 qualities are within man. Each of those qualities serve him. They are the khidmatzan, the children who serve him. His compassionate qualities are his children. Those are called huris. They are called huris or heavenly virgins. These are the qualities that come to him as huris. They come as children to serve him. The qualities of man come as awliya, as guides to serve him. And all of my qualities are malaks, angels there which serve. All of my qualities are lights within him, who do service to him. All of my qualities exist as heaven there. All of my actions, as he performs those actions, they become the prophets. All of those qualities which become his qualities will exist as lights in the house of man. All of my thoughts shine there as stars. All of my teachings, all of my commandments are reliant powers which protect his life. Allah Ta'ala has said, my 3,000 gracious qualities, my 99 divine names, my reliant, my powers exist as man's qualities. These are his reliant. Those are his treasures. Those are his angels and archangels. Those are the lights of God, the jinns and fairies, the huris that serve him, the awliya, the saints, and the anbiya, the prophets. Like that, all of my qualities exist within man. He must search for those qualities. That is what will serve him. That wealth is his heaven. That wealth is his throne. That wealth is his God. That wealth is his nur, his light. That dawla is the rahmatul alameen, the mercy of all the universes. There is no other wealth that a man can ever have. God has said, my qualities will do duty towards him and serve him. If he acquires my qualities and acts with them, then the ruh, the souls of those qualities, the haya, the lives of those qualities, the vilayat, the powers of those qualities, the duties of those qualities, and the splendor of those qualities will be the saints, the prophets, the kutubs, the angels, the archangels, the moon and the stars, the sun and the angels Gabriel alayhi salam, Michael alayhi salam, Raphael alayhi salam, and Israel alayhi salam, all of the angels and archangels. These are my qualities. One who acts with my qualities will receive service from them in his heart. This is what man will see as heaven. This is what man will see as the reliant. He will see them as the compassionate qualities. God has said, this is my wealth. Anyone who reaches the wealth of my qualities will discover this to be his heaven. The qualities will be his reliant, his powers, and they will serve him. They will be the saints, the kutubs, the sages, the archangels, and the angels who serve him. They will be the huris who perform duty towards him. God has said to those who have reached this state, this is not my wealth. This is the wealth of my qualities. When I took on those qualities, at the time they appeared within me, all of those qualities served me in so many ways. All who serve me are my qualities. They are my actions. They are my thoughts, my intentions, my focus, my ibadah, my prayer, my worship. This is what they do. This is what is called heaven. What manifested from me is heaven. My qualities are what is known as heaven. What was discarded from me is hell. The beautiful qualities, the good thoughts that came from me are heaven. This is what has been given to mankind. I have given all of my wealth to mankind. One who wants to obtain my powers must obtain my qualities. If he wants to become a saint, he must become one through my qualities. If he wants to be a star, he must do it through my qualities. It is done through good thoughts, the qualities of justice, mercy, charity, flawless qualities that are free of anger, deceit, and pride. It is done through qualities of patience and compassion. God has said, tell them this, O Muhammad. These are the vilayat, the powers. This is what God has explained in the Surah Al-Rahman. I have told you what he said to say. When the Surah Ar-Rahman was being revealed, when the ayat were descending, there was so much. I just explained a little, but Allah spoke abundantly and fathomlessly. Therefore, precious children, jeweled lights of my eyes, when those of you who are truly human act with God's qualities and reach the 99 velayat, the powers of God, then these become your velayat, the qualities that will serve you. These are the qualities that will do duty to you. These are the messengers who will do duty to you. These are the stars. These are the angels. These are the prophets. These are the kutubs. These are the saints. These are the fairies. These are the jinns. These are the huris who will bring you water. The huris are the maidens who are eternally chaste. The good thoughts and the good qualities are what serve you. This is what heaven is. This is what heaven truly is. This is what places you in an indestructible state. But you must search for the people who will protect you. That search is done through good thoughts and the qualities of Allah, through those wilayat, those powers, those kinds of grace, those 3,000 angels, each having 3,000 heads. They can prevent any kind of harm, any difficulties that might otherwise come to you. God has told us that He has given all of us those blessings. You must have good thoughts, good qualities, good mercy, generosity, good actions, justice, integrity, and honesty. If you do not act with the qualities in this state, if you have deceit, treachery, vengeance, jealousy, the snake qualities, rat qualities, dog qualities, pig qualities, cow qualities, goat qualities, bear qualities, elephant qualities, envy, anger, or any of those things, what will they bestow upon you? They will give you hell, only hell. They will bring you indescribable suffering. Any bad quality that you have will torment you. The evil qualities will hurt your mind. They will torment your mind. They will bring diseases to your heart. They will make you insane. They will cause many types of harm to your body. One side will bring you God's beauty, and the other side will bring you degradation. You should not have any of those evil things within you. If a man has even an atom of deceit, treachery, envy, or pride, he will be taken to the very lowest hell. From there, he will only fall down further. The weight of those qualities will grow and grow and grow and grow and take him to hell. In the heart of a human being, there should not be even an atom of jealousy, envy, treachery, hatred, egoism, arrogance, lust, miserliness, or any of those evil thoughts. A man should not contain any of those kinds of things. If any of those qualities are within a man, he cannot be called a human being. If those qualities are within you, the place in which you live will be hell. The evil qualities within man have to be cut by man. The good qualities of God within man have to be practiced. These exist as the velayat, the powers of God. Each service that someone does, each duty that he does, each of the thoughts that he thinks belong exclusively to that person. And as that person does his duty, he should not look at anyone else. The one who goes around closely guarding his wife all day, constantly watching her, one who tries to put a lock on her backside or her mouth will lose his wife. She will just run away. He will lose his wife because of that. Each person should take care of himself. He should watch himself. He should not put a lock on his wife's backside or his wife's mouth. You cannot really guard those things. A wife has to guard herself, and the husband has to guard himself. Then they can live together. Like that, if you try to analyze what others do, if you have suspicions or deceit in your mind, or any ideas about others, if you mind the business of others, your own affairs will all be ruined. And what will you have grown within yourself? Your analysis of yourself will not have deepened. It is your analysis of others that will have grown. That is wrong. It will consume the truth and devour your wisdom. It will consume your own growth. This is not good. These actions should never exist within us. Each person must do his own service. Each person must do his own duty. Each person must have only good thoughts, good qualities, good conduct, good manners and behavior, God's actions and God's qualities. This is your wealth. You are the witness. Your mind is the witness. Your duty is the witness. Your eyes are the witnesses. Your ears are the witnesses. Your mouth is the witness. Your body is the witness. Your heart is the witness. Your actions are the witnesses. You are the witnesses. But if you do not perform your actions correctly, what will you witness? If you look at others, that is not right. It is neither fair nor just. There is only one family. Some of the things that you have been doing are not very good. Take the Surah Al-Rahman in the Quran. Read it and look at the meaning. Look at the words that God has been saying. This is your wealth. God's qualities are your angels. They're the qualities that will serve you. All of your good thoughts serve you. They are the houris that serve you. All of your good actions serve you. They are the angels and the archangels. Your thoughts, your ideas, your good thoughts, your focus, your intentions, your actions, your behavior, all of those things serve you. They are your velayat, your powers. If you abandon them, you will get the velayat of hell. If you drain a pond, what will you see? If you take the water out, fish will be there. Crabs and dirt will be there. In the end, when the water is gone, what will remain? Only the filth. If you go to a pond and say, there is filth in the water, there is dirt, there is this, there is that. Who can bathe in it? How can I look at myself in that pond? How can I do anything there? It is not just. You went to the pond to bathe, so bathe. Bathe and come back. You can also go there to drink. Just push aside the dirt and the dust, drink the water, and return. But you do not do that. If you had wisdom, even if the water was dirty, you could put a piece of cloth on the surface and drink through the cloth. Then the worms would not come through. It would be so easy. You went for a drink, but you ended up analyzing the dirt and stirring up the water. If you would analyze your own dirt, then you would never analyze anyone else. However, the dirt you have been analyzing is actually the dirt within you. All of those words are the dirt within you. All of those thoughts are the dirt within you. All of those actions are the dirt within you. These must leave you. When you analyze that outer pond, you are actually observing what is in this inner pond, which is the heart. If you had discarded the qualities in your inner pond, you would not have attempted to analyze the qualities of the outer pond. Each child has to think of this. What you learn here, what you study here, what you know or pray to here are a very different kind of activity. It must be the section of God. Any child who wishes to analyze the section of God must never analyze the section of Satan. Such tendencies should never be within us. The ideas of Satan should never be within us. The thoughts of Satan should never be within us. The jealousy of Satan should never be within us. The vengeance of Satan should never be within us. The treachery of Satan should never be within us. The anger of Satan should never be within us. The selfishness of Satan should never be within us. The arrogance and deceit of Satan should never be within us. The evil qualities of Satan should never be within us. The hellish thoughts of Satan should not be within us. The thoughts and qualities of Satan should not be within us. It is not very good if those qualities are within us. For the path of God, it is not good. For the path of truth, it is not good. For conscience, it is not good. For justice, it is not good. For wisdom, it is not good. For the qualities of God, it is not good. For the actions of God, it is not good. For the behavior of God, it is not good. For the life of man, it is not good. For the exaltedness of man, it is not good. For wisdom, it is not good. For the very high state of man, it is not good. For the integrity of man, it is not good. For the truth of man, it is not good. For the good thoughts of man, it is not good. For the clarity of man's wisdom, it is not good. For the unity of man, it is not good. For the peacefulness of man, it is not good. For the tranquility of man, it is not good. For the patience of man, it is not good. Therefore, the qualities of man must be the qualities of God. The life of man must be the life of God. The state, the gaze, the thoughts, the behavior, and the conduct of man must be managed with the qualities of God. God's actions must be put into practice. God's love must be our love. This is what heaven is. Who are the people that serve you? Your qualities serve you. Who are the people that serve you? Your qualities are the saints. Your actions are the lights of God. Your demeanor and the Vilayat, the powers of God, are your heaven. Your qualities, your actions, your thoughts, your intentions, your prayers, your worship, your duties, your service, the 3,000 merciful qualities are your heaven. These are your wealth, your forces, and your armies. You are the king, and these are your servants, the qualities. The qualities are the people. The qualities are the lights, the resplendences. The qualities are heaven. The qualities are your kingdom, the kingdom of God. All that you have developed will serve and do duty to you. What you have developed will bring you blessings. God will never give you any other people. Those beings are within you. Those beings dwell there with the good qualities and the good thoughts. They live with a quality known as wisdom. They live with a quality known as patience. They live with a quality known as tolerance. They live with a quality known as sabur, inner patience. They live with a quality of shukur, contentment. They live with a quality of tawakkul, giving all responsibility to God. They live with a quality of alhamdulillah, praising only God. They live with a quality of compassion. They live with the 3,000 merciful qualities. They live with the qualities of the 99 vilayat, with each of the 99 duties. They live with each duty, each name of each duty of God. Each word is a quality. Each thought is a quality. Those qualities exist as the eyes within the eyes. They exist as the nose, they exist as the mouth. The vilayat, the powers are there. We must establish this state. The people who truly accept God, each child who trusts God, anyone who intends to be with God must think. We who are the children who trust God must think. We must think of what qualities we should have. We must have good thoughts every second. At all times, we must have sabur, inner patience, shukur, contentment, and tawakkul, absolute trust in God. We should only have good intentions. Jealousy should not exist within a human being. Envy should not be there. Vengeance should not be there. Ignorance should not be there. Arrogance should not be there. Suspicion and doubt should not be there. All such things should be cut off. You who have the surah of Insan, the form of man in the family of God, are the children of God. All of you must set out to live with good thoughts and good intentions. Take the Surah Ar-Rahman in the Quran. Read it and see. Take that surah, read the truth and see. Listen to what God has said and see. Open your conscience, read it and see. There are two possibilities, good or evil. All of God's qualities serve you. They all have life. They are all souls. If you act with those qualities will come to life. They will say, "What would you like?" They will serve you. They will exist as stars. They will exist as the moon, as the sun, as the angels, as the archangels, as the lights of God, as the soul, as life, as food, as nourishment, as rahmah, as grace, as the universe, as Allah, when the soul was created, and as heaven. The vilayat that you build will speak with you. This is what spoke to the prophets. This is what speaks to Allah. These are the qualities that speak to him. These are the thoughts that speak to Allah. These are the intentions that speak to Allah. These are the angels that speak to Allah. They all speak from within him. They are his qualities, his actions, his behavior, his good conduct, and his goodness. We must think of this. This has all been given to insan, to man. This is where we must place our trust. We must acquire those qualities and act with those actions. We must act like that, and if we do so, I think it will be good. Precious children, jeweled lights of my eyes, one child should not think he is different from another. Each child should think of the other child's life as his own. Each child should think of the other child's light as being his own. Each child should think of the other children as being like their own hands. Each child should think of the other children as being like their own eyes. Each child should think of the other children as being like their own noses. Each child should think of the other children as being the other half of their bodies. Each child should think of the other children as the other half of their hearts. Each child should think of the other children as friends to their lives. Each child should think of the other children as beings who have been born with them. Each child should think of the other children as their very own lives. You should think those thoughts and live with the qualities of God. If you do not do so, but instead have other thoughts in your hearts, you will possess the qualities of Satan. If you have envy, jealousy, arrogance, and karma, you will have the qualities and darkness of Satan. This is what we must discard. We must discard the qualities of Satan, the things that belong to Satan, and the darkness of Satan. One who bears the face of a true man contains all of the qualities of God. There is nothing more to be discarded from that person. We must discard the ignorance that fascinates us. We have to make room for God's qualities. We have to give light to everyone. We have to give love to everyone. We have to give resplendence to everyone. We have to give completion and truth to all. We must make room for these things. Each child in this fellowship, please, wherever you are, wherever you live, wherever you stay, wherever you go, please think about what I have said now, just a little. Reflect upon this and endeavor to act accordingly. I have heard some things that are not very pleasing to my heart. If you start finding fault with each other, be aware that this is due to your own faults. If you are faultless, then your heart will be faultless. If your heart is faultless, you will see everything else as being faultless. If you are not without fault, you will never see anything else as faultless. If you start finding fault with others, it means you are the one at fault. Anything you do or see is a section of yourself. This is the meaning of what you see in others. You might have been trying to project your faults onto others, but it is a thing you should not do. As long as we do not have such things, we will never see them in others. When you look in a mirror, you will see yourself, your own thoughts. You will see your own beauty. Like that, if you have God's section in your heart and stand before a mirror, then you will only see that beauty. If you look at anyone else, you will only see that beauty. You will never see any darkness. If you make your heart perfectly pure, then you will see your own beauty in anyone you look at, not some other beauty. If you open your pure eyes, then you will never see darkness anywhere. You will only see light. If your eyes do not contain darkness, then wherever you look, there will be no darkness. If you do not have darkness or torpor in your calm, then all of the darkness and the torpor will flee wherever you direct your gaze. If your kalb is full of light, wherever you look, all darkness and torpor will disappear, and only light will be seen. If your eyes are full of light, then just as clouds and darkness recede from the light of the sun, those things will vanish upon seeing your purity. What will you see there? You will only see your own beauty. You will see good actions everywhere you look with your good actions. If you have good thoughts, you will see good thoughts in others. If you have good thoughts, you will see good thoughts, and all else will be dispelled. If you go to the bank of a pond, you will see yourself in the water. You will not see anything else. You will see only your own form. Like that, if we clear our own hearts, if our hearts become light, if we remove the veils from our eyes, if we remove the blemishes from our calves, and if we become pure, then even in a place of darkness or impurity, all the impurities will run away. Purity alone will be seen. Only purity will be seen then. If you have no darkness, then everything you see there will be light. If you have no blemish, then you will see purity and plenitude. Therefore, when we see a fault anywhere, we must think, this is what we have. We must realize that the person who is seeing the fault has that fault. If we reflect with wisdom, that is what we will see. If we see filth, then we ourselves contain that filth. What is within us will emerge from us. What is in our thoughts will come out as speech. What is in our hearts will come to our words. What is inside will come to the outside. Therefore, you must cut away all such thoughts. I am begging you. If you remain in that state, unity will be destroyed. Your beauty and light will be hidden. Your hearts will be hurt. Each child must reflect on this. Open up your hearts. You should not have those blemishes. You should not have jealousy. You should not have envy. You must realize that you will live in the form of any quality that you develop within. Precious children, jeweled lights of my eyes, you have come here to dwell together as brothers and sisters. You are the family of God, the funny family. You are the Ant-Man's and God's funny family. You are the ant children. You are the tiny people of the world. The world has discarded you. You are tiny ants. However, in any kind of thunder, lightning, or flood, you can escape because you're tiny children. You have to take that form. All the big things will die in atomic wars and from lightning. Because I am very small, I can escape from anything. Therefore, precious children, jeweled lights of my eyes, my funny family, we are God's ant people. We are tiny children. We must try to escape from all of those things because we are very small children. We have to think of our state, each child. The state in which God exists has to be given to God. Those thoughts, those ideas, that focus, those intentions, those qualities, those actions of God, all must be given to Him. You should not give the thoughts that belong in God's house to Satan. You should not give God's house to the children of Satan. You should not give God's house to Satan's arrogance. You should not give any of God's things to Satan. Therefore, from now on, you must think, each child, children of the fellowship, children of any fellowship, all of our children, all of God's children, none of those evils should appear within your minds. If those things do appear, if any of those things appear towards your brothers or sisters, you have to immediately say to them, I have been thinking of certain things. What should we do about it? You must speak directly to your brothers and sisters. Anytime, you must finish the matter right then and there as it occurs. You have to clear it up right then and there at that time. You are all brothers and sisters. Unity. Mothers, children, older people, and younger people must be in that state. If you become pure, everything else will be pure. You can see this. You must think of this. Each child must think of this. You should not think bad thoughts. Bad thoughts are the way that Satan can get to you. The thoughts of God are in the Surah Ar-Rahman. Please try to read it in the Quran. The qualities of Allah that you have are the saints and the sages that serve you. These are the lights, the ruh, the soul, the huris, the angels, the archangels, the jinns, the fairies, those 3,000 qualities of grace, the asma'ul husna, the beautiful names of God, the 99 vilayat, the powers of God. Those are your qualities. They are the people who serve you. God explained and showed this to the Prophet Joseph, alayhi salam. At the time of Prophet Muhammad's Mihraj, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the night journey through the heavens, God gave him this explanation of Joseph, alayhi salam. He said Joseph's brothers put him in a well and sold him for some silver dirhams. As the Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was ascending to God. When he reached the fourth heaven, Prophet Joseph, alayhi salam, was placed there. 6,000 people surrounded Joseph, alayhi salam. Huris and angels were serving him. The angels and the archangels were serving him. He had a great royal crown on his head. He was sitting on a throne, and everyone surrounded him, doing duty towards him. He was on a throne and preaching to the others. The Rasulullah, the Messenger of God, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saw him. He saw Jesus, alayhi salam. He saw Adam, alayhi salam. He spoke to Adam, alayhi salam. He spoke to Abraham, alayhi salam. He spoke to each prophet. He gave his salams, his greetings of peace to all of them. And afterwards he saw Joseph, alayhi salam, and spoke to him. Allah did not only place those beings, those prophets, those angels there. They are the qualities you searched for. They are all within you. Those actions are within you. They exist, living within you. They are all alive. They have all received life within you. Those qualities do not die. They are your wealth. Therefore, you should leave Satan's qualities in hell. His qualities, his form, his torpor, his darkness, let them go. Instead, take on the qualities of Allah. They exist eternally. They are alive. They exist as light. This is what performs duty. This is light. They are the sun, the moon, and the stars. They are within you. They all exist as light doing duty towards you. This is what Allah has said. You have to read this section from the Quran. You have to try to open the path of truth. You should not hurt one another. You should not be jealous or suspicious of each other. You have to immediately and directly speak of each incident as it comes up. Anything that comes to your mind. It should not even come in the first place. Jealousy should not come. Envy should come. If you each do your own duty, you will not get jealous. If you each do your own duty, then deceit will not come. A person once piled up some hay. There was nobody to guard it except a dog who happened to be there. The dog could not eat the hay, but it would not let the cattle eat it either. He would not let the cattle near it. If the cattle went near the hay, the dog would bark, "Whoa, whoa," keeping the cattle from eating. Finally, the man who owned the straw died, but the dog was still there. He would not let the cattle eat it, so the hay rotted. It was all wasted. Some of your actions are like that. You do not perform your own duties, so you find fault with those who do perform their duties. That is not good. Each person should do his own duty. Then it will be good. Each person must endeavor to do his own duty. No fault will occur if each person does his own duty. We should not have any blemishes. We should not have anger. We should not have resentment. We should not have vengeance. We should not have doubt or suspicion. All of these are Satan's qualities. You have to throw these things away. My children should not have these qualities. The children of God should not have such qualities. These qualities should not exist in the funny family. You must throw out those qualities. You should have the directness of the qualities of Allah. That will be your wealth. That will be your life. That is what will perform duty to you and serve you. Precious children, jeweled lights of my eyes, you have to do this from now on. You must open out the path of truth. You have to make your qalbs clear. You must get rid of your doubts. You must have the qualities of God and the velayat, the powers of God. You must have the qualities to which all of God's creations will pay obeisance, the dogs, foxes, cats, rats, donkeys. Then Allah's creations will all come to pay obeisance to you. There are many duties that your qualities have to do within. There are more duties to be done within than there are to be done outside in the world. Those qualities exist as your wealth. Do not let go of those qualities that are your wealth. Search for them. That will be good. Precious children, this is the connection between insan and Allah, between man and God. This is how man reveals the wealth of Allah. These are the angels and the archangels that serve Allah within. These are all God's qualities. The angels Gabriel, alayhi salam, Michael, alayhi salam, and Israel, alayhi salam, are God's qualities, His qualities of grace. These are the qualities of His velayat, powers. These are the qualities of His actions, the qualities of His conduct, the qualities of His behavior. Look at these qualities. We have to search for them one by one. This is our heaven. This is the kingdom of God. This is the place where the qualities do duty. You have to think of this. Each child, precious children, jeweled lights of my eyes, we have to reflect and endeavor to act with these qualities. We should never be jealous. You should never find fault with others. If you do, it will be like hurting your own teeth. If you find fault with your brothers and sisters, that is the illness that will attack you. It will not attack your brothers and sisters. The tooth you injure will be your own. If you hurt another's eyes, you are actually hurting your own eyes, not those of another. If you cut off the hand of another, it is your hand that is cut. It is your pain, not that of another. If you hurt someone else's qalb, It is your heart that gets hurt. It will not hurt anyone else. Any section you attack will attack you. It will not attack others. Therefore, you must think of each thing. Anything harmful you do to your brothers and sisters will attack and hurt you. Any hurtful thing you think of will only hurt you. Each child must think of this. Your brothers and sisters have to be like your body, your life, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your tongue, and your coat. Your brothers and sisters have to be like parts of your own body. You should not harbor bad thoughts. You should not intend to hurt your brothers and sisters, because that hurt will come to you. That illness will come to you. That illness will come to your own eyes. That pain will come to your own noses. That pain will come to your own bodies. Discard those evil thoughts and think God's thoughts of oneness and unity. You have to live as brothers and sisters with one mother, one father, with one prayer. You have to live always with good thoughts, good qualities, good manners, goodness, beauty, God's actions, intentions, patience, His tolerance, the qualities of His reliant powers, His actions, and His behavior. You have to endeavor to act like that. You must establish that state. Precious children, jeweled lights of my eyes, you must do this. Each child has to think about this. This has to come into each of your intentions. This has to come into everything you focus upon. It has to enter into all of your prayers. This has to come immediately and remain with you always. You should not indulge in jealousy, fighting, quarreling, envy, anger, or arrogance. These belong to Satan. They should not come to this place. Your eyes should not see these things. Your ears should not hear these things. These smells should not come to your nose. Those qualities should not come to your tongue. Those qualities should not come to your call. They should not touch any part of your body. Those evil qualities should not touch any part of you. Only the qualities of Allah should touch you. Only Allah's actions should exist within your qalb. I humbly request that those qualities come into your actions. I have not felt very well for 2 or 3 days. I am not at all well. Because of the illnesses of your minds, I experienced an illness in my body that was so severe that my life almost left me. Because of the illness that came to you, I myself got sick. If you become well, I will be very, very happy. Therefore, my little brothers and my daughters, you must always be happy. You have to look for wisdom. You have to search for God's qualities. And all of you have to live in unity. You must live happily. If each person does his own duty, then no one will ever find fault with another. If each person does the duty that he is supposed to do, how much peace there would be. There would be no problems. If you find fault, it is a sign that the fault exists within you. A pure white cow will have no blackness at all. No matter what part of it you observe, you will see that it is a white cow. If a black cow is at a distance and you look at it from here, it will be black. You will not see the details, but a white cow is very visible. If it is all white except for a tiny black dot, it is the black dot that will be noticed, not the whiteness, no matter how white it is. You can study jnana, divine wisdom, but within you there is that dot, that flaw. You must get rid of it. That dot will cause problems to the white cow. That dot has come to your love and to your wisdom. You must get rid of it. If you do so, it will be very, very good. That white cow has just a dot. That dot is jealousy, anger, hastiness, impatience, and vengeance. Please, at least listen to a little of what I have said and try to act accordingly. About 2 or 3 days ago, I really thought I would leave on the next plane. I said, what is this all about? I should get on the next plane. This is a place without peace. In a place without peace, I have no peace. In a place without tranquility, I have no tranquility. In a place without unity, I have no unity. What is this? If I go, it will not matter to them at all. I will just leave on the next plane. But that is your illness, and your illness came to me. My life is peace. My life is tranquility. My life is the state of peace and tranquility. My life is perfect unity. My life sees only that one beauty. My life sees only that one search. Only that one thing is to be seen in my life. I do not see anything else. Only that one love is seen in my life. Only the brothers and sisters of one family are seen in my life. That one purity, that one family, and the unity of the brothers and sisters are seen. Only one God is known in my life. Only one prayer is known. In my life, the unity of one family is seen. I do not see two. Therefore, if you see 2 or 3, that is an illness, that is a disease. When 2 or 3 things come and bang against one another, that is an illness, that should not exist. Therefore, jeweled lights of my eyes, a state of justice has to develop within your hearts. God's justice must appear within the kalb, the heart of each child. God's qualities, actions, behavior, and the state of his peace must exist within you. You must always exist as leaders in peace. You have to be leaders in tolerance. You have to be the people with beautiful qualities who will allow others to grow. You have to live as the children of God's beautiful qualities. You have to always live to attain peace. Precious children, please try to reach this state. Please be peaceful. The subtle and mystical kingdom of God exists within that peace. That is what God has revealed in the Surah Ar-Rahman in the Quran. Each of these explanations is shown there. There are no saints anywhere else. They are all within you. Each quality is a khidmah, a service. Each quality serves you. They are all the heavenly beings. Each quality is an angel. Each quality is a huri. Each quality is a guard that surrounds and protects you. Each quality is a light for your house, a lamp. Each quality carries you. Each quality does duty to you, gives you food and nourishment, and carries you to heaven. They do duty, they bathe you. Each quality does this. The qualities serve you. It is the qualities of God which serves you. That is the duty you have to do. God's qualities serve God. His duties. This is what God has given to insan, to man. All of the qualities that serve man are God's qualities. If you take on those qualities, they will serve you too. Other than that, there is nothing else. This is what we have to think about. In order to do this, in order for each one of you to do this, you must have these actions. I am begging you. I am humbly begging each child. Please have the qualities of God on the path of justice. Please act with patience and inner patience, support. Nurture unity amongst yourselves and bring peace and tranquility to each other. Establish the qualities of justice. We are one family with one mother and one father. There is only one God. In this state, we exist as the funny family. In this family, justice must be evident. Peace must be reached. We must act with the qualities that rule the kingdom of God. We must walk on the path of justice. May God watch over us and nurture us with his grace. Amen. May he give us his completeness with his grace. Amen. May he give us his perfection with his grace. Amen. May he give us this way of worship. Amen. May he give us this straightforwardness with his grace. Amen. May he open our kalbs and give us his grace. Amen, amen, amen.